This WEOL Lorain Palace Theater Spotlight on Avon portion is brought to you by Ray's Auto and Truck Service on Route 611, Colorado Avenue in Avon, just south of I-90. Ray's Auto and Truck Service, family-owned and operated since 1979. I know the folks at Ray's over there, and a lot of those businesses are hoping that that 611 bridge gets completed as soon as possible.
You know, we need to talk to somebody about that.
Well, we can do that. We've got the mayor, Brian Jensen, joins us this morning. I know we'll start with a hard-hitting question.
Yeah.
What do you know about that? And it looks like, from what when we were talking with, was it John Hunter, the mayor of Sheffield Village, you indicated that because of the widening of 90 that they're changing some of the bridges so that they can accommodate, I guess, the extra perhaps lanes as well. But the last time I was over, it looks like they've removed part of the bridge, and now you're on like half of the bridge. What can you tell us an update on that? Do you have?
Definitely. Thanks for welcoming me here, and if you want to pull the knife out of my back from the very beginning here. No, they're doing an improvement over there. It's an ODOT project, so we certainly are happy that it's being improved. It's certainly a little bit troublesome for us and with traffic and things like that. But once it's done, people are going to forget about all the construction that happened there, and they're going to enjoy it.
Right.
We're going to have lanes that go on to 90, which will make it easier for people to get on, be easier to get off. We do have a relocation of Chester Road that's going to happen right after this project's done, so the mess isn't going to end anytime soon. But before the end of the year, it should be back to where everybody will enjoy two-lane traffic both ways, and then also some sidewalks going across there. Excited, but just
any time of infrastructure change is coming about usually because there's growth going on. There's a lot of things that have to be kind of accommodated because the more people are coming through that area, so they have to accommodate with the Crusher Stadium there, the Y, and other things like that. So in one sense, it's a sign of growth that's taking place.
Yeah, absolutely. And, too, is there, if you look at the different 90 interchanges, they'll give different grades for them. Over there was, I think it was a D to a D minus, so it's an improvement there that's needed. It's probably been needed for a while. It's taken a while. But with anything good, it always takes a while, and it's worth waiting for, I think.
Well, let's talk about what's been going on with you so far. You took over the seat of the mayor from Jim Smith, who has sort of been like the fixture there for many years. Tell me a little bit about that transition and what that's been like for you.
You know, the transition's been, I won't say it's been easy, but it's not been real difficult. And when you look at other surrounding communities and some of the challenges they have, you know, I took over a community that's doing well. I took over a community that the people still care what goes on within the city. I think just a little bit earlier you interviewed the school superintendent, Mike Lobb, and I've got a great relationship with him, and you can see with the school levies that they're being passed, that people understand how important the schools are to the city. And so in my transition part of it with Mayor Smith, that had a vision of the city that was so clear and you know, a blueprint that someone could follow. And as I came in, I'm just trying to follow that blueprint as he's got, you know, development north of 90 from the commercial end of it, and then residential to the south of it. And we've tried to adhere to that. I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to kind of follow that. But I've tried to make the transition as easy on the administrative end. And the people working with me have made it so easy because they understand our vision. And it's very similar from the former mayor to mine. And I'm trying to keep that going. And, little glitches along the way with some water, you know, some snow, different things. But those things have been kind of fun challenges to be with.
Right. It's one of those things. You were the first one that has to tell people, stop using water. I mean, I'm the mayor. Now you can stop using water because of the frozen intake or whatever they had. Of course, other communities are always involved with that. And I guess that's one thing you learn as a mayor. You're not an isolated bubble within your boundaries of your city. There are surrounding cities that you're all kind of interconnected and depend on for all your different services.
No, absolutely.
Were you hit hard by road salt costs or extra overtime because of all of the nasty weather?
We definitely had some of those challenges. I think that our road crew guys have done a phenomenal job when you look at the amount of time that they had to put in. That over the course of the last 3 years, we really haven't seen that. We've had mild winters. And then to have them come on out of the blue and say, hey, listen, we need you to work as much overtime as possible. We need to keep the roads clear. I think except for one or two little things that you'd like to improve on, I think we've done a great job with that. But the costs involved in those are, you know, some of those incidentals that you don't see that you're going to we're going to have to be challenged with a little bit later in the year and try to find ways to cut back a little bit. But we're fortunate, though. The citizens have helped us in every way possible in terms of our income, and you look at the commercial businesses coming on. We do have the income to pay for those things, so we're not hurt all that much, except the roads, a little bit of those we've got to still fix.
I know during the campaign, one of the issues that came up was drainage. Some pockets of the city are better than others. There are some trouble spots. What's sort of the short or long-term plan to provide some relief?
We definitely have the along Nagel Road. There's a storm sewer that we're putting in right now. We did some improvements when we did the Schwartz Road Nagel interchange, so we have that there. We're looking at moving north with that drain. And then also we're looking at moving south before the end of the year to have that in. That'll pull some of the water out of the French Creek before it gets there. And normally it will travel from east to west, dump into French Creek. We're going to try to catch it before that, take it north right away and get it out of there. So, you know, the other issues we're looking at all the time, we're looking at ways we can kind of move water around a little bit. Everybody knows that water moves from, you know, north or from south to north, moving toward Lake Erie. So we're trying to find ways that we can move it quicker through there to get it out of there. And then also, you know, even with our developments, we're increasing our retention on the new developments to hold more water longer so they're not moving into the waterways as quickly.
We're talking today with Avon Mayor Brian Jensen. You are the mayor during the bicentennial, so it's kind of an honor for that. What do you see as some of the things that are going on this year kind of that the city is doing to kind of honor the 200 years of Avon?
Well, we usually have like an activity almost every month coming up now. The Crushers is going to put on a little thing for the 4th of July that's going to be a little extra special. We've got our French Creek Development Association that's putting on things that are trying to give educational things to say, hey, where were we 200 years ago? We've also got a time capsule they're going to be opening up, I think, sometime in August, September. We've got the Duct Tape Festival coming up that'll also have a lot of bicentennial things in there. So hopefully activity once a month to kind of accent the 200 years that Avon has been here.
It's a time when people then will look at older pictures. You know, you kind of, that's when you look, reflect, and you think, this is what Avon looked like, a small farming community. And then you sort of see a period where it looked like there was growth. But then you look at where we are now in the city, and you can see so much more. And you've been here for obviously many of the years. Maybe not as long as Jim Smith was here, who talked about the old days, you know. But you can kind of see that. What does it mean to you then to be the mayor of a city like this that is moving in that direction, but still pines or holds on to a little bit of that that small town feel that people are hoping are still here?
Well, I think if you go into our downtown area, you'll still see a lot of those areas where you still feel the old time feel of it a little bit. But I think the biggest thing that I tell people all the time is when you close your eyes and you said 200 years ago, if you could picture what this city was going to be like, you know that we're going to change. So there was no question of what was going to happen there. It's like, but what was it going to be like? And I think that if you had planned it, I'm not sure you could have planned it any better than it is right now. And I always say with the former mayor that he had a vision for not this year or next year, but it was 20 years out. And his vision is kind of coming true. You know, we still have some issues with traffic that we're trying to work on. But if you look at the city as a whole, it's thriving. It's better than most communities in the area in terms of support from the community. So I don't think I could have planned it any better. I'm certainly glad that I'm on right where I'm at right now.
One of the visions talked about in recent years is a community pool. Where do things stand today?
We just had a meeting the other day. That's pushing forward. Hopefully in 2015, I shouldn't say hopefully, 2015 is our goal. We're going to be open for Memorial Day of next year. We've got a lot of exciting things going on with it in terms of the design work that's going on now. We should have some soil movement and things going on this fall still for the infrastructure part of it going on. But, no, we're excited. We're ready to go, and it should be one of those exciting things next year for everybody.
What is some of the things on the wish list or a design for a pool like that? In the older days, community pool was just sort of that big rectangle, maybe a deeper pool if there was diving involved or whatever. Then they became sort of, you know, a splash kind of area or sort of other recreational type of things involved. What kind of things can you tell us a little bit about
This will be truly a family-oriented, from seniors all the way down to the small children, in terms of how this is designed. There's going to be a rectangular pool, like you say. It's going to be a 50-meter, so it's going to be a competitive size. There's going to be a splash zone, a lazy river involved in that. But then outside of that area, there's going to be some walking trails. We hope to have an amphitheater in there within the next second stage. And so families can go there and walk. I'll also go in there for the pool and have activities and do things as a family.
We talked with the superintendent a little bit about the sidewalks. There seems to be more growth of some sidewalks throughout the community, and that's one thing that any community that starts to grow, somehow usually sidewalks are the last thing that kind of gets put in, depending on is there plans related to that, or how are things?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's probably one of the things that maybe the city of Avon's lacked behind a little bit, is connectivity in terms of through the sidewalks. We've got a society that's kind of a little bit lazy in terms of used to getting in the car and let's drive around. And I think that what we're trying to do now is get more activities where families can go on their bike, do some riding through the sidewalks. And so we're trying to catch up in the next couple of years in terms of, I think about 80% of the city can be connected by sidewalks. And so our goal is to get to that point.
Another project on the table, we've heard about the relocation of a portion of Chester Road. Tell us a little bit about that and what the timetable might be.
That's going to get started here in September. We're going to try to line up Recreation Boulevard over there where the ball field is. And you'll notice where people come out of the ball field, the one exit, they can only go to their right. We're going to try to line those up now where they can turn left or right. And I think that'll be a huge addition, not only for the crushers and people going back into the YMC, but also with moving traffic, because it moves it a little bit farther away from the intersection, so you have a little bit more area for stacking.
We've seen a couple more hotels come this way. I guess it caught me a little bit by surprise, but what goes into that decision, and how is Avon sort of becoming a hotbed for hotels now?
I think there's the need for it, and when you look at the different businesses in Avon, they need a place where they can bring their clients to stay overnight. With the addition of the Cleveland Clinic, they're going to need a place for people to stay when they have surgeries and other things going on. So the Residence Inn is going right in front of that, where the Cleveland Clinic is, and over here we have the Cambria is coming in, building a hotel that you'll see that's under construction as we speak.
We see lots of, well, I don't know what you want to call it, earth movers or whatever, down by the new interchange. Land being cleared.
Chester Road, you see a lot of the trees all gone.
Now
there's like wide open spaces. You sort of wonder, what is going to be going there?
Right.
Do they have plans at this point, or is this sort of development where someone's speculating on somebody else looking for...
I think some of it is preparing the land to be ready. It's kind of like an advertising thing. It's like you kind of show it cleared out so people can visualize what they would like to put in those places. Over by the new interchange, there's definitely a lot of activity that's going on there now. Some of the things I think are in the pipeline, getting ready to be announced. They haven't been announced to us yet. Once it's announced, we usually try to get it out of the paper immediately. But there's a lot of activity over at the new interchange, over at 611 there, where we've got some construction and things going on. I think most people are kind of waiting for that to happen. Once all that's done, where the mess is cleaned up and traffic's moving smoothly, I think you'll see some more activities over there.
So there's a little bit of that kind of moving pieces around just to get it to click into place, and then you'll start seeing a lot of action take place.
Absolutely.
Our guest today has been Mayor Brian Jensen from the City of Avon, as we are spotlighting Avon. This portion brought to you by Ray's Auto and Truck Service on Route 611 Colorado Avenue in Avon. Mayor, thank you for stopping in this morning. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk again with you in the future, I know, and we've got more coming up.